All right, hey, we are live at Queen of All Saints in Oakville for our Fish Fry Friday tour. Sue is out here, Fred, Ethan, the whole gang. Jane Duker is going to hang out. We have George Gray from The Price is Right. He's going to do a little game we like to call The Price is Wrong in the next hour, and that'll be fun to do live here in person at the Fish Fry. It's a big room right now, gang. We have a lot of folks lined up for the fish. It's always a lot of fun to see this, and we'd love to see you out here before 6 o'clock. Paul Hall is with us on entertainment from Common Guy Films. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good, sis. How are you?
Okay.
That's, well done, Paul.
That's a Diet Coke reference. Again, I asked people this earlier. It says sis, S-I-S, not C-I-S, which is something different,
yes,
on my Diet Coke can. Literally nobody knew the answer to that. So I'm sure that they're putting names
members
on the Diet Coke cans again.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of family members. If you kind of peruse their local grocery store, you can see they've got a bunch of different ones. Dad, mom, sis, bro.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that. I mean, literally Googled it, and nobody told me that. I didn't know what was going on. I was missing out on something.
Bro.
What's that?
Go get a 12-pack of bro.
It should say bruh, right?
Bruh.
Instead of sis. All right, let's start and talk a little bit about movies. I've not heard about this one. I do rather like the title quite a bit. It's called Bob Trevino Likes It.
I've been doing some thinking, and I got some stuff that I wanted to share with you.
Is this an itemized list of all the expenses of being my father?
Yeah.
Dad, there's baby food on here.
Do you know where you would be without me? We're over.
I went searching for him, and I accidentally found another Bob Trevino.
Petey, I think I may have made a friend.
Who?
Some young woman on the internet.
All right, it seems interesting. I only know Lee Trevino, so I do not know Bob Trevino, but tell me about this movie.
Bob Trevino, you heard him there. You've given that list to your kids, right, Mark? The list of all the expenses you've spent on them throughout the years?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I have.
Well, this young woman, she figures out that Dad doesn't want to be in her life anymore. His name, of course, is Bob Trevino. Her name, Lily Trevino. So she goes out to the internet and finds a random guy named Bob Trevino. Doesn't have a picture, and he starts liking her thing, something her dad never did, pictures and poems and the like. And they develop a relationship, two people that don't know each other. They're just kind of connected by a name. John Leguizamo is the other Bob Trevino, and I'll tell you what, this is one of the best performances from Leguizamo that I think I've ever seen. This won 13 audience awards down at Sundance. It is one of those movies that's going to make you get a little bit emotional, feel a little for Lily as a character, and just see a dynamic on screen that's pure in the way it comes together, even though there's some kind of deception behind the scenes, shall we say. Bob Trevino Likes It is in theaters right now. You can go see it at Ronnie's and other theaters near you. And I really love this one. If you're looking for something different, not mainstream, but a lot of a good-feeling movie. This is it.
Well, was that, you're saying that was a hit at Sundance this year or last year?
I'm not sure exactly the date on that, Mark. If
it was been
this
last year's
year, or last year's. I think it was last year's.
It had to have been, because these things take a little while after.
Yeah.
You know, what happens is an independent film will go to Sundance, a lot of people will see it, and then a studio may buy it, and then the studio decides what to do with it, if it's going to distribute it to theaters. Sometimes they just put it on streaming platforms, and it does take a while. That's why a lot of the movies that are, and you know this better than anyone, Paul, that are for awards consideration at the end of the year, Oscar, Critics' Choice, etc., they may not open in a market until January or February or maybe March like this. So that does seem like an interesting film. What else you got this weekend?
The Penguin Lessons is also in theaters. This one, Steve Coogan, Jonathan Pryce. He's a man who goes and teaches overseas in the middle of a war-torn area in Argentina and ends up saving a penguin on the beach covered in oil. That penguin gets sent back with him because nobody else wants him. So the penguin goes back to school, and it's about kind of connecting, not only with the penguin, but with the kids that really need a connection. Kind of how something so simple as a penguin can bring everything together and everyone together and kind of get people through some very difficult times. This is kind of feels ripped from the headlines, even though it is ripped from the headlines about 40 years ago or so, 50 years ago or so. But quite frankly, this is another one. Good feeling movie. It will leave you in a good place. And it's also in theaters. I know Ronnie's has got this one as well.
Yeah, I was on the IMDb page, and the blurb from someone with a critics group called Next Best Picture says the movie has shades of Philomena, Dead Poets Society, The Holdovers, sarcastic, full of dry wit and humor, and tear-jerking. So that one is in the theaters as well.
I would agree. Yes, and it is. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, what else you got? Because there's a couple things I want to talk about, and Jane, I know, has seen a few things as well. So let's go through your list, and then we'll get to some of the stuff maybe we've seen together. I really am interested in The Studio with Seth Rogen on Apple TV+. That's getting some pretty good reviews right now. Have you seen that one, Paul?
I've seen all 10 episodes of The Studio, and I'll give you this. About 8.5 of them are wonderful. There's about an episode and a half that's a little clunky along the way. I think it's dropped 2 so far. It's going to drop a new one every week. This is something for those of you who like movies and like the concept of a movie studio. Seth Rogen gives us a lot of great humor, and the cameos in here are endless. You will see big names, big stars throughout, in doing things they maybe haven't done before, including people like Martin Scorsese and others that really will have you tickled if you like movies. The Studio, Apple TV+. Also, the ones I'm going to mention quickly, Alexander and the Horrible, Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Road Trip is over on Disney Plus with Eva Longoria. It's a fun, just family movie. That's it. I'm not going to go further than that to say that it's not bad, but it's not great either, but it's a lot of, it's a good time, shall we
That's
say.
Fair.
The Life List is over at Netflix. I like this movie a lot. Get a Box of Tissues if you want to see this. Sophia Carson stars as a young woman who lost her mom, and her mom gives her a different type of inheritance to go through that includes a life list to complete things that she wanted to do when she was 13 that she put by the side, instead doing other things in life. And last but not least, Holland, over on Prime Video with Nicole Kidman, Holland, Michigan, at the center of this weird movie. And I will say weird with a capital W. I couldn't find myself getting traction on this. It takes a couple weird twists and turns along the way that goes from being this kind of weird romance story to an affair story to murder, maybe? You'll have to see it if you want to see it. I think it's only got about a 5 out of 10 on IMDb. So you can see it's just everybody else is kind of scratching their head like I
did. Did you say Nicole Kidman is in that one?
Yeah, Nicole Kidman in the lead role.
Okay. Well, I've seen 3 things since we last visited a week ago. I watched, and you recommended at least one of them. I watched the Joplin Tornado doc last Friday night.
Very good.
It is must-see TV.
All right.
Yes. It's incredible.
Did you say Netflix?
It's on Netflix, okay. Right, Paul?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's really
good. The sound is amazing.
And it's not too long.
No, I mean, it's a 90-minute doc, and Ethan, you said you started watching it last night. I'm actually surprised that you couldn't, keep watching it, because it is one, in my opinion, once you start rolling on that, it's hard to turn it off because it's so intense. And I think it's going to change behavior in this way. When you get those sirens and you hear those sirens
you
that go off, you're going to think a lot more. Maybe you're not going to dive for cover, as much as might want to think you are, but you're going to listen a lot more careful.
Yep.
I watched the Karen Reed documentary, which is 5 parts on Max. I thought that was very compelling television. Now, I kind of compared it to Making a Murderer, because Making a Murderer, the story about Stephen Avery, he's very guilty. The movie makes it seem like he's not. He is, I promise you that. So in this case, I don't know, because we haven't seen everything. The second trial, this was a mistrial that was declared. Jane, the second trial begins next week, and there's a new prosecutor, and it's quite fascinating. I also watched Adolescence on Netflix, and I'm going to highly recommend that anyone listening here this afternoon does not start or finish Adolescence, because it's awful. And it's got this gimmick where everything is in one shot. There's no point to this. It just drags out. It should have been an hour. They could have done it in that. Don't take a chance on Adolescence, even when you see the Netflix rankings, like it's number one in the country. It's number one because enough people were dumb enough like me to press go on that
one. Well, I watched one, and I just couldn't get back to it.
Wow.
Yeah, I just it was disturbing. I didn't understand where it was going. I'm like,
what doesn't go anywhere?
I don't
That's
like
the problem.
I don't like any of these characters. These characters mean nothing to me. And given the topic, it should have.
I can't remember, Paul. Did you see that?
I have not. I've heard other people giving it glowing reviews. Now I take a little pause if I'm going to turn it on soon.
Yeah. I couldn't get that.
You know, the acting is outstanding, and these characters have to do these scenes. They're long scenes because they're doing it with one camera shot, but that becomes a gimmick. And by the end of the series, when you want a little bit more of a resolution, this is loosely based on some things that happened with these kids in England a few years back and a brutal stabbing that took place. So it's based loosely on a true story. but it doesn't play like a Netflix murder mystery show or anything like that. It just plays like a show that's going nowhere, unfortunately.
It should have been compelling. It should have been.
Yeah, it really should have been. All right, Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
Hey, it's simple. CommonGuy.com. Jane, thank you to Alabama. They got me through my survivor pool yesterday.
Oh, good. I can't even wait until tomorrow. I've got my dog even has a uniform now.
I feel like I have no teams to root for. I was kind of going for Maryland last night. I like the Terps quite a bit, but Marquette's gone, Paul. Wisconsin's gone.
You gotta go with Roll Tide Roll because it's blue collar basketball, and he gives out a hard hat every week.
Makes me kind of want to throw up in my mouth a little bit. Talking about Alabama. 443. Paul, we'll talk next week. Thank you very much. Cusimano's coming up next.